Just for Women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hello, girls. How are you? Here we are again. It's always good to be with you. I look forward to you and me and our little chats together. Well, we're home. Yes, we are. I thought we'd never make it. Have you ever had a trip like that? We had to fight the traffic and our GPS all the way home to South Jersey. It kept wanting to take us through New York City. How good to finally drive up to our house and unload our luggage, even though it was hot, hot, hot. Home looked good. Probably that will be how it will be when we arrive in heaven. We've had to fight the good fight of faith all these years here on earth. How good it will be to step on the shores of heaven and to be finally home. Until then, we'll keep fighting the world, the flesh, and the devil's false GPS directions. I must say that it was fun to be in Massachusetts again. We had lived in the Boston area, 45 years ago. Yes, we had. My husband, Dr. D.A. Waite, pastored there in two different churches. That was when I learned many battle lessons. Truthfully, I never was so glad to leave an area. That's the truth. But I learned prior to being there, and then, and now, here in Collingswood, New Jersey, that the battle never stops. The conflict is different, but the opposition is almost the same. When one is in the service of the king, one should never leave his or her armor off except for washing. Wherefore, Ephesians says, 6:13-14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to withstand. Withstand. Stand, therefore. Notice there's stand, withstand, and stand. That verse in Ephesians reminds me of one of my Bible teachers when I was at Moody Bible Institute in the olden days. His name was Wilbur Smith. He was a renowned Bible teacher at the time. He wrote a book called Therefore Stand, based on that passage in Ephesians 6. I'll never forget how scared I was when he called upon me to answer a question. There were several hundred students in that auditorium class, and at the time I was a shy young girl. I think I got the question right, as I have no memory of not doing so. I try to remember what that question was, and maybe I can remember if I think hard enough. Well, Grace Baptist Church of Franklin, Massachusetts was a wonderful place to be in July 14, 15, 2010. The Dean Burgon Society's 32nd year is history. And everyone kept saying, "This is the best meeting we ever had." They kept saying that. I'm not sure why they said this over and over again, but they did. Perhaps because there was a unity that we have not had for a long time at the Dean Burgon Society. Finally, people had it right. The King James Bible itself is not inspired. Can I say that again so you can understand? The King James Bible itself is not inspired. It is a translation translated into English by gifted, worthy men from accurate, true, and faithful copies of the original, inspired, preserved Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek words. The King James Bible is God's words kept intact. Yes, that's what it is, in English, preserved for you and me to read. Let me say that again. The King James Bible is God's words kept intact, in English, preserved for you and me to read. Originally, God did not speak in English. Did you think he did? No. He guides us who understand English in the English King James Bible translation. We are blessed to read God's words in our authorized Bible. Well, Dr. Kurt DeVitro was our host pastor. He led the singing with joy. It was really fun to watch him. He was so happy. The church address is 9 Beaver Street, Franklin, Mass. We could tell that he was excited to have us there. It was our second time the Dean Burgon Society met with him and his people in Franklin, Mass. He led our congregation with such joy. It was written all over his face. Even though he has to use two canes for walking, he went up and down that church platform many times as our host. Kate, his oldest daughter, a pastor's wife herself, was at the piano playing in any key her father wanted. I especially enjoyed the Lily of the Valley gospel songs, as it was my Grandpa Barker's favorite. It is sung to an old English melody. I don't know who wrote the words to you. I looked up a couple hymn books and they didn't tell me. Do you remember that song? It goes like this. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort. In trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. That was fun to sing. I can see my grandpa in my mind's eye singing that song. Well, Pastor DeVitro spoke the first afternoon. He was not the first speaker, but he spoke the first afternoon around 3:35 p.m. He illustrated the use of the King James, of the Greek language. Excuse me, I misread that. He illustrated the use of the Greek language to help us readers understand the exact meaning of words such as transgression and sin. Did you ever wonder there's different transgression, sin, other words that we think all mean sin, but they have a different meaning. He used children's toy trains to help us comprehend. You'll have to check on our website and see Dr. DeVitro with these illustrations. Some people, such as Gail Ripplinger, do not like the Hebrew or Greek language at all, or the reference books to help one use the language that God used to write the Bible in. Dr. Vitro was excellent, as well as humorous. Greek is his field of expertise. With humor and a depth skill, we saw why he was the right person to refute Madame Ripplinger's book, Hazardous Materials. Dr. DeVitro was amazed at Mrs. Ripplinger's lack of understanding of the subject. She appears to believe that all study aids are unnecessary and, in fact, detrimental to understanding the words of God. No wonder Dr. DeVitro had to answer and refute her with his own book that's titled Cleaning Up Hazardous Material. You'll have to get that book. It's called Cleaning Up Hazardous Material. Call us 1-800-JOHN-10-9 and order it for a gift of $25 plus $10 for shipping. You know, $10 is so much for shipping, but we have to charge it. Shipping costs a lot nowadays. So you'll have to get that book, Cleaning Up Hazardous Material. It's a 416-page book that refutes Mrs. Ripplinger's fanciful 1,200-page book, Hazardous Materials, which condemns and castigates Hebrew and Greek study helps, as well as words and attitudes of scholars of the past and present. Well, others who spoke the first afternoon, that was July 14th, 2010, were DBS Vice President Pastor Bob Barnett from Michigan, and H.D. Williams, he's a medical doctor and a Ph.D. from Georgia. Daniel Waite, who has a master's in of divinity. And Pastor David Brown, who has a Ph.D. Dr. Burnett has a L-I-T-T-D, whatever that means, Doctor of Literature, I guess. I'm not sure. Be sure to click the dark brown box on www.biblefortoday.org and listen. That's www.biblefortoday.org, and just click directly, or else you can click directly on a great big long number, and I'm not going to give you that, but click on the dark brown box on that www.biblefortoday.org. You won't be disappointed in any of these messages. There was a perfect blend of scholarship, humor, and folksy friendship to keep us interested. You must hear it too. And all these messages are on DVDs and audio cassette also. And you can order them 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and you can listen to them in your car. Pastor Barnett blessed us with God's Truth to Me, the KJB. That's what his title was, God's Truth to Me, the KJB. This is what he said in part. The English word truth accurately communicates the content or meaning of two original language words God revealed, which are translated into the English word truth in the New Testament. It's emeth, E-M-E-T-H, in the Old Testament, and aletheia, A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A, in the New Testament Greek. The words, did I tell you that? Let's see. In the New Testament, the Old Testament is emeth, E-M-E-T-H, and aletheia in the New Testament. The words emeth and aletheia were given by inspiration of God and remain God's inspired words. The English word truth was given by translation, not inspiration. But the same inspired truth fact or content within the words flow accurately into our English words of truth so as not to diminish the purpose and or profitability of God's inspired truth accurately translated into our King James Bible. Now, I must say that I forgot to check with my husband if E-M-E-T-H is emeth. Probably isn't in the Hebrew. I don't know Hebrew. I hardly know English, as you can tell. Well, now, there was Dr. H.D. Williams, and he spoke on biblical activism. I don't know if I have time to tell you all about his message, but I will try. As usual, Dr. Williams taught us difficult things. He spoke on biblical activism. His text was Colossians 2, 1-10. I learned that there are many activisms that we believers must be aware of today. They are Christian activisms, religious activisms, and judicial activisms. Activists promote their ideology or philosophy to reform society or individual beliefs. Biblical activism is what the Apostle Paul was addressing in chapter 2 of Colossians. See Colossians 2, 4-8. Biblical activists attempt to reform by beguiling believers with enticing or persuasive words that support their philosophy or ideology about the Bible. They will lie, deceive, and excuse their moral failures to accomplish their goals. The result of a biblical activist activity is a false theology and bibliology. This results in historical and biblical revisionism and replacement of the foundation of the Bible, which was once delivered with another text. Their activity is an attempt to affect orthodox doctrine about the Bible. The result of their activity is called replacement theology or replacement bibliology. Those are words you probably have heard, replacement theology or replacement bibliology. The similarity, Dr. Williams goes on to say, between the various activisms, whether secular or religious, makes us realize there is an enemy that is attempting to destroy foundations. Destruction of a firm foundation leads to many adverse consequences and jettisons the understanding that only God can reform through the Lord Jesus Christ's gospel. Their activity is blasphemous because they desire to replace God's God-breathed words with other words. Now that's something else again, and I hope that you get these. If you want to, you can ask me and I can send you this in writing, what Dr. Williams said and what the other people said. Oh, I hear my music and I better go now. I hope you realize that God knows all the future. You may not know the unknown, but the unknown is not unknown to Him.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you? Thank you.